up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, can you believe it? It's time once again for another episode of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show right here on the radio or the interwebs or wherever you happen to be listening to us this week. We're glad you're along with us for another exciting week of old-time phonograph records here on the show like we do each and every week here on the old Oompa Hour. Dick Piller and the orchestra, by the way, the polka DJ song that we use as our theme gets us rolling every week. So there you go. I'm excited because we're well into October now. We got Halloween on the way and Christmas on the way, and I like playing Christmas music, and we always have Christmas polkas. I even have some Halloween polkas we're going to get into later in the month, so I'm looking forward to that. I discovered one that I didn't even know existed here a couple of weeks ago, and I've been looking forward to playing that, so it's all coming up. Let's start the show this week with Bob Zemanski's orchestra. Here's the Q Club Polka. There you have it. Bob Zemanski Orchestra gets us rolling on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour with the Q Club Polka. And just one of many records to get to in the show today. And I'm noticing so far, and we're only one record into it, really, that I have a lot of records in the show of the day that I've got to clean them before I play them, because they're kind of dusty. And I know, too, that you're waiting to hear the continuing saga of the new record shelving and the organizational process that goes into trying to organize all these old-time 45s. And I'll tell you more about that as we get into the show a little bit here. Yeah, I don't know if you would remember. Maybe you will. You remember Waldorf Records? Back in the 50s especially, there were several record companies. I guess you'd call them B-grade record companies. They weren't the big guys. They didn't have the acts that you knew, but they had their own acts that made their own records, and they sold the records real cheap, and they'd have, like, you know, four songs on a record, or maybe there was the hit record company where they put out, they called them hit records, obviously, and they did all the songs of the day. And they had, you know, like hit songs by bands that kind of sounded like the original bands, like they'd do something by the Beatles, except on the record it would say by the Boll Weevils. And it would be, you know, the same song, but different band doing it. Anyway, there are a lot of discount labels and small companies and companies owned by department stores and whatnot. Waldorf was one of those. And you would buy, you know, you want some old-time music, you'd get a 245 record set that had two songs on each side. And Anyway, I found some of those, and I have Charles Magnanti's Polka Party and their version of the Too Fat Polka on a genuine extended play 45 that needed a pretty good washing before we give it a spin here on the Oompa Hour. There you go, one of those discount Waldorf records there for back in the day. Charles Magnanti's Polka Party and the Too Fat Polka. Cool thing about that was they did it as an instrumental, which means you could sing along with at your party at your house, you know, just put that on. And because back then, everybody could sing the Too Fat Polka, which, of course, is politically incorrect today. And I was trying to think, what could you sing instead of it? Because you don't want to offend people, you know. So you can't sing that she's too fat. You can't sing that she's too skinny. You can't sing that she's too stupid. I couldn't come up with anything that you could... You'd have to come up with totally politically correct lyrics, which would kind of destroy the whole concept of the song, you know. It's like, I don't want her. You can't have her. She's too perfect for me. See, it'd just be ridiculous. So we'll have to work on that. All right, back to the music. We're just warming up this week, I'm telling you. Here's the 18-pound kielbasa polka, the Polish Kid, and the Trilby Tones on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right upon the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself. Took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf, leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation.
the kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction. Can't believe I ate that whole tin, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole tin, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
There you go. That's a Polish kid in the Trilby tones there. The story of the 18-pound kielbasa here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records here on the show each and every week. And yes, they're all actually records. Have no fear. We guarantee that. So I was telling you about the record thing here. What we've done is tried to organize all the old-time records because clearly the show is going to go on forever and the records need to be organized. And so I actually built some shelving with hopefully enough room to hold all the 45s here that we have for the Oompa Hour, most of which, well, half of which probably we haven't even played yet after a year and a half or whatever it's been. And so built a wonderful shelf, and we organized the records by ethnicity. You know, the Polish records are in the gold record sleeves, and the German records in the German record in the green record sleeves, and the Slav and the Czechoslovakian and the whatever else that in the other category, because there's not enough records, is in the red sleeves. Well, yeah, you remember we've discussed on the show here how I got a bunch of defective paper 45 RPM record sleeves where the edges were cut perfectly flush, so it's almost impossible to get the records in them. And blah, blah, blah. I finally yelled at the company today and said, listen, I need more of these. And I need them to be cut correctly, like the way you advertise them and like the way I've been buying them for 35 or 40 years. Can you accommodate me? And the lady who took my order said she would personally go out to the warehouse and be sure the ones she sends me are correctly cut. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, there are mountains of records out of their sleeves in stacks around the studio that I'm working around, trying very carefully not to knock any of them over. So we'll see how that goes. Then we can get them all into the shelves, and this is going to be fabulous. So we'll see. That'll be a big, that's a big jump ahead in organization for the Oompa Hour. So we'll see how it goes. All right, Jay and the Brass Tones are up next. Here's the Happy Wanderer Polka. This is another one of those ones where you're all going to want to sing along with.
As I go,
in the brass tones, the Happy Wanderer Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That's kind of a tricky arrangement of that. Notice those surprise key changes throughout the record. There was kind of a groovy thing, and it really sounded like I was shifting the speeds on the turntable almost, but I was not. Those are the actual songs, so that had to be a tough riff to play on those trumpets. All right, back to the music, because we got a lot more to get in here. Up next, Myron Florin on the accordion. And that's actually the name of the song. I'm not telling... Well, I guess he is on the accordion. He's not standing on it, I hope. But it is Myron Florin, and he is playing the accordion. And the song is called On the Accordion. Go quite literally, Myron Florin on the accordion, the name of the song, actually. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. You remember last week I promised you that I was going to play you a spoof commercial for Wally Podrofsky's School for the Accordion, and I can't find it. I have a feeling it's in another studio that I can't get to right now. I'll keep looking and see if we can't get it to the show yet this week. But if not, I promise you next week, all right? In the meantime, I think it's time we get to another record. I enjoyed that Jay and the Brass Tones record we had a couple of tunes ago. Let's do the Buffalo Brass. Let's get a waltz in while we can. Here's the Send Me Some Lovin' Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour.
So badly, and I miss you so much.
my days are lonely. My nights are so blue. Send me some loving. I'm waiting for you. Send me some loving, send it, I pray. How can I love you when you're far away? Send me your picture, send it, my dear.
Send me your kisses. I still feel their touch. I need you so badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, my nights are so blue. Send me some loving.
The Buffalo Brass and the Send Me Some Lovin' Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. All right. Enough with the fancy ending, you guys. Send Me Some Lovin', Buffalo Brass here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. What we would call in the biz a trick ending. You think it's over, but it's not. But I knew it wasn't, but I thought it would be more fun if I kind of, you know, mixed myself right into the tune there. Anyway, Buffalo Brass, Send Me Some Lovin' Waltz, Tim Zumpa Hour. I got the Starlights on the way. I don't think we've ever played them on the show before, so stand by. But before we get to that, I want to talk about A World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and cordially invite you to stop by or put it on your itinerary for the future if you're from out of the area. They're right there, you know, in Superior, right by Duluth Superior there. Beautiful area to visit if you've never been there, right along the shores of Lake Superior, and you can head up the beautiful North Shore from there and all kinds of great stuff. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. A giant collection, if you will. An archive of music and advertising and documentation and paperwork that goes with all the music and the heritage behind the music and the instruments and the whole thing. It's really quite amazing. If you appreciate the music and the history, you ought to stop by at A World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. By the way, they also have Accordion Concertina Repair and Technician School. I believe, I'm almost 97.3% certain, it's the only one in the country. So you want to check it out. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Pretty easy to find, pretty easy to park. And you can find out more by visiting www.accordionworld.org. All right, accordionworld.org. It's A World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out when you get a chance. All right, the Starlights on the way. Here we go with a hard-to-get polka. We'll be right back. Detected a little electric guitar and a little trombone in that one. There you go. Starlights, the hard to get polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Now, this next one, I have heard this record introduced as the Helena Polka, which is what I've always called it, but I actually heard somebody call it the Helena Polka. And now I get to wondering which one it really is. Is it the Helena Polka or the Helena Polka? You'll all recognize it when you hear it. Here's the Jolly Brothers and the band. Ah, there you have it, Jolly Brothers and the band, the Helena Polka, where I come from, but I've heard it said the Helena Polka, and that just seemed ridiculous to me, but anyway, a dandy little number, one way or t'other here on the Yumpa Hour, as the disc jockey races to get the next record cleaned up before the one that's playing on the air ends, and I succeeded in getting this Little Wally record cleaned up here, and we're really the Polka King, it says so right here on the record, Little Wally and the Harmony Boys Orchestra, here's Let's start dancing. Start dancing, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And all right, my spoof commercial for the accordion school is most definitely over in the other studio. The other studio is a 17-mile, 18-mile round trip from here. So we're not going to hear that in the show this week. And I promised you we would, but we're not going to. But I promise we'll do it next week because I just wrote myself a note that if I can read it, I'll be able to remember and bring that in for the show next week. So, but it's just funny. It's not a big deal, but it is funny, and I keep forgetting about it, and I'm trying to remember to play it in the show. So we'll look forward to that coming up next week. See, now you have a reason to tune in next week. So in the meantime, let's do one from the Polka Padre. Here's the Ranch House Polka. Ah, there you have it, a little Polka Padre Ranch House Polka, a little banjo work there here at the Yumpa Hour. And what else we have lurking today? A lot of records that haven't even come close to the surface yet that we're getting into the show this week. We hear a lot of Whoopi John records here on the show. In Heaven There Is No Beer is one you hear all the time by a lot of different groups, and I'm not going to play Whoopi John doing In Heaven There Is No Beer, no, because that would be the normal thing to do. And I don't always want to do the normal thing. I want to turn the record over and play the other side, because the other side is the Colonel Bogey Polka. I'm not kidding you. Here's Whoopi and the orchestra. A great sound from the Whoopi John Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Great old-time records here every week on the Oompa Hour. And I know that I need to remind you that you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour with a simple email sent to Oompa Hour. That's OOMPAHHOUR, all one word, little letters jammed together, OompaHour@mail.com. Just that simple. You have a request or question about a band, or I'm mispronouncing something terribly, like maybe you know if it's the Helena Polka or the Helena Polka. Maybe it depends if you're Scandahoovian, you say Helena. I have no idea, but anyway, feel free to send us a note at OompaHour@mail.com, also on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and you'll find us right there. Now I have a little bit of a conundrum here. Because earlier we played Jay and the Brass Tones doing the Happy Wanderer Polka. And I think that when I was originally picking out records for the show this week, I meant to play the other side of Jay and the Brass Tones, which was not the Happy Wanderer Polka, because I see I had also grabbed Frankie Yankovic doing the Happy Wanderer Polka. And I don't really want to play the same song twice in a show. I know we've done it before, but I don't want to do it again. So I'm going to turn the Frankie Yankovic record over, and we're going to play the Geraldine Waltz on the other side, which means we're going to get two waltzes into the show this week, and that's just showing off. So if you're looking for another chance to do a little dancing and you didn't want a polka, here's your chance. Frankie Yankovic, here's the Geraldine Waltz. Thank you. lovely Frankie Yankovic number there, the Geraldine Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I got a record now I'm a little confused about, because I remember having this record for years and years and years. I don't specifically remember playing it, and it has... like one side here, it's marked that it's okay to play on the radio, and the other side is not marked that it's okay to play on the radio. And I'm thinking it's perhaps because they're not going to sing the song in English, but I don't know that because I don't remember, and I didn't take time to audition this before the show today. So we're just gonna see how this one flies here. Walt Grohler and his orchestra. Here's Papa, the Old Accordion Man.
An old man was playing his accordion in a little barroom in Pennsylvania. He had played there for many years, songs that his mom and dad taught him when he was still a little boy. With all the different eras in music, fads and fashions that have changed our society, his style, his music didn't change. When you looked into his eyes, you could see love and kindness and pride. Proud of what he was, proud of what his parents taught him, and sharing his music with all who would listen. Years ago, people would come from miles around just to hear him play. But lately, there were only a few. He never really got paid, just did it because he enjoyed what he was doing. Oh yes, he's still there, dedicated and loyal to his old fans, playing the songs they love to hear, making them tap their feet and sometimes sing along. Someday he won't be around anymore, but the memories will. His music that he'd share with all who would listen.
They call him Papa, the old accordion man. He shares his music with everyone in the land. They call him Papa, the old accordion man. Someday in heaven, he'll play in the big angel band.
He'd sit on a chair in the corner of the barroom, and he'd smile to everyone who came through the door. You could tell that his heart was filled with music, and the folks, they just kept asking, play some more. They called him Papa, the old accordion man. He shares his music with everyone in the land. Someday in heaven, he'll play in the big angel band. They call him Papa, the old accordion. Everyone in the land, they call him Papa, the old accordion man. Someday in heaven, he'll play in the big angel band.
There you have it, Walt Grohler and his orchestra, Papa, the Old Accordion Man, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show as we march through the stacks of 45s every week here on the show. Every now and then we do slip in a couple of tracks from an LP, but really, we do play mostly 45s. You remember those, little record, big hole. Yeah, they're kind of cool, kind of look like a Frisbee. All right, we're going to get a couple more into the show here. This one is going to take you back, I'm telling you. This is an old 45. Elmer Scheid, of course. Fine concertina player, had a good band, made a lot of records, very popular performer. And this one is Elmer Scheid doing the light-up polka, concertina solo style, man. This is a vintage record here, and I'm going to cross my fingers that this still plays all the way through. Here he is with the light-up polka. Well, there you go, Elmer Scheid, Light a Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I love it when we can take a record that is that old and that well-worn and that beat up and still manage to suck the sound out of that thing, you know? Because most shows would not bother to do that. They would just simply put that record away on a shelf or throw it away, thinking that's all beat up. But, you know, it's still fun to get that sound out of those old beat-up record grooves, you know? All right, let's see if we can't sneak another one in here, huh? Maybe even two. Maybe. We'll see how it goes here. I have the sounds here, and they're going to do the bottoms-up polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. But first, this message. See how I teased you? Seriously, the sounds are coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
right, there you have it. Bottoms up polka music from the sounds here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's wrap it up this week with the Jet Polka from the Earl Schmidt Band. There you go, the Earl Schmidt Band there, and the Jet Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and that's going to wrap things up for another week. Of course, it's only a week until we do it all again, so, you know, don't worry about it. And I will remember the ad for the spoof commercial for the accordion school next week. I promise. I wrote it right here on this piece of paper.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and the International Polka Association. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!